time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment. A single virus has upended our lives and disrupted the world's rhythms. What happens in the future when climate change throws a few different equally disruptive curveballs at us? Are we supposed to have faith that we'll be able to cooperate enough to avoid another looming crisis when we're politicized over something as fundamental and sane as wearing a mask prophylactically? If the past year has demonstrated anything, it's that humans lack forbearance. Large percentages of us have failed the marshmallow test, the ability to delay immediate gratification for a greater reward in the future. As the pandemic wears on, the desire to get back to normal has increased. But what does normal even mean anymore? It's easy to forget that the normal of the last couple of years gave us not just the pandemic, but also the West Coast's worst fire season, the most active Atlantic hurricane season on record, as well as increasing the odds that the global climate system has passed the point where feedback dynamics take over. Going back to normal now means returning to a course that will further destabilize the conditions for all human life on Earth. Normal means more fires, more Category 5 hurricanes, more flooding, more drought, record-breaking heat, and millions upon millions more migrants fleeing civil unrest and the havoc of war. I think it might be smart of us to think of this COVID crisis as a break from normal. Breaks can be looked on as opportunities to do things differently. This virus, as horrible as it is, might give us the chance to really understand and internalize the fragility and transience of our collective existence. The next 20 years will be a period of deep uncertainty and tremendous risk, no matter what. We don't get to choose what challenges we'll face, but we do get to decide how we face them. The first thing we need to do is let go of the idea that life will ever be normal again. Beyond that, we need to stop living through social media and start connecting with the people around us, since those are the people we'll need to depend on the next time disaster strikes. And disaster will strike, you can be sure of that. So we must begin preparing today for the next shock to the social order, and the next, and the next. None of this will matter, though, if our preparations don't include imagining a new way of life beyond this one, a new ethos adapted to the chaotic world we've created. We have no choice but to struggle on and do things differently, because we won't see normal again in our lifetimes. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.